Warrior Sound coming to you from the Rakuten Performance Center at team headquarters on a Friday as the Warriors get set for Saturday evening's game against the Lakers as they visit. And last night, the Warriors falling to the 76ers, but we saw Stephen Curry with 10 three-pointers and 41 points in that game, but it was not enough. And now the team gets set on this Friday for Saturday evening's game against the Lakers. And last night in L.A., it was a home game for the Clippers with the two L.A. teams meeting and LeBron James returning to action. He was an assist shy of a triple-double with 24 points, 14 rebounds, and 9 assists as the Lakers win it in OT, 123-120, before heading to the Bay Area for Saturday's game against the Warriors at Oracle Arena. And again, this was the first game for James since Christmas Day in Oakland, where he was injured with a left groin strain and left midway through the game. But he is back and was featured in 40 minutes of action in L.A. on Thursday night.
And we're joined by Warriors assistant coach Ron Adams. And when you look at the Lakers coming in now with LeBron James, how does that change the dynamic in preparation for the Lakers?
Well, it changes it considerably. He's the focal point. Everyone else on that team plays off of his confidence. And so, you know, it's a major addition, obviously.
When you think, too, of what this has been for that team without him playing and some of the maturation of the younger guys, when you're looking at film and kind of getting ready for the Lakers, what have we seen there?
They're a really dynamic young team, and they have three centers who've all played well, JaVale being one of them, who we had for several seasons. I think they've competed really well. I think Luke's done a great job of getting them to play at a high level. But recently, when like Kuzma's out of the lineup or someone else is out of the lineup, with LeBron gone, it's been tough. But they patched it together. They've been very competitive and they've won some games. But now they're getting back to their, you know, their A team.
The win streak came to an end on Thursday night against the Sixers. But during that win streak, what were some of the things that the coaches were starting to appreciate about how the team was gelling?
Well, I think we had a good sense of each other, a good connection, both offensively and defensively in many of the games. And we just had a, you know, in basketball and other sports, there's a certain flow, there's a certain rhythm that you hit. And if you can hold on to it and you have talent, it is rewarding. And I think that's what happened on this trip. We sputtered a bit at times, but it was pretty fluid all the way through.
Coach, thank you so much as always for your time.
My pleasure.
Now let's bring in a conversation we had with Warrior Sound contributor and our producer here, R.C. Davis, as we get set for the Lakers on Saturday night.
I tell you what, the NBA fans, they always say the offseason is better than the in-season. Nothing gets bigger than this for a game in February, pre-All-Star break. Lakers on the cusp of the playoffs. They're in the ninth seed, but they've missed LeBron. He's only played one game since he got hurt at our place on Christmas Day. So he's only had one game. The bench and the rotation guys didn't really do much, which caused all these trade rumors you're hearing about, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, all that stuff. But I tell you what, the Oracle Arena used to be purple and gold back in the day. Well, it'll be interesting to see how much purple and gold is there tomorrow.
I doubt much. It, you know, has felt very much like a hostile environment for the teams from the Pacific Division that used to show out well. And when you think, too, though, R.C., about what this season has been for Luke Walton as they've tried to get their sea legs, and what's the first season for LeBron James in Los Angeles, now with LeBron back and some of the younger guys with the Lakers playing better, this is not a team that you can discount.
Well, I think that's why the rumor mill keeps spinning, is because one day you read the Lakers are unwilling to trade Ingram, Lonzo, or Kuzma. And then the next day you read that Palinka and Magic are willing to trade anybody they can for another superstar to play along LeBron James, as he's unbelievably in his mid-30s still playing at the top of his game. I don't know what to think. Sometimes their bench really impresses me. Other times they lay a bunch of eggs like they did on this recent stretch without LeBron. I tell you what, two players have emerged that a lot of people were not counting on, and that's Josh Hart and Zubats underneath. They're both incredible players that are now getting the time to shine. It's going to be an incredible game tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, RC. Thanks so much, my man. Now we wrap things up with a quick look at what's going on with our G League affiliate, the Santa Cruz Warriors, as they get set for action on the road and then back home in Santa Cruz.
After two games on the road with the team taking on Memphis and OKC, the Santa Cruz Warriors return to Kaiser Permanente Arena on Wednesday, February the 6th to face the Stockton Kings in this midweek home game in Santa Cruz. With a 7 p.m. tip-off, will air on NBC Sports Bay Area Plus. After this Wednesday night matchup against Stockton, the C-Dubs will hit the road for several games. I'm Lawrence Scott, and for tickets, schedules, team news, and more, get to SantaCruzBasketball.com.
All right, Warriors, Lakers, a Saturday evening, 5:30 p.m. tip-off at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.